17 lifestyles of the rich and famous. We've been bringing you stories of how the rich and famous have been quarantining all year long on the Colleen and Bradley Show. MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Let's hit it.
What?
No!
What happened?
Oh, that was just from a little report from a major news outlet. Let's go!
Living rooms, dream kitchens, perfectly placed props like acoustic guitars, and books they'll never ever read. This is Quarantine Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yas! Today, you guys, we're going down under!
Oh, is it Zac Efron?
No, unfortunately. Oh. But Zac Efron adjacent, not far behind, because this is in Byron Bay.
I'd like to be behind that. All right, okay.
He's our Byron Bay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. No, this time we're going to misunderstood actor Chris Hemsworth, who is one bicep short of an Oscar or other...
So true.
Noteworthy acting award. Mm. We learned yesterday that he thought his muscles got in the way between him and reality, which I'm fine. I'd like to get in between him and his muscles. But I really wanted to talk about his huge, huge house.
Oh.
His mansion. Mm. He puts the man in mansion. It's ugly, you guys. It's an eyesore.
Are we talking about the one that looks like legitimately looks like a mall?
Yes. And okay. I say it's ugly and an eyesore because I'm jealous. I'm fat and I'm ugly.
I mean,
to quote the words of Tan Mom.
I would live in a mall.
And I also would like to say I will take this mansion. But here, and I'm gonna give you guys an article to look at in addition to what I'm about to tell you so that you can peruse the rest of this experience, his mega mansion. But the reason we're talking about Chris Hemsworth and the lifestyle or quarantines of the rich and famous today, which is a thing we've been doing for the last year where we kind of just, you know, try to figure out how the rest of the world is getting through this moment.
Yeah.
Really, by that I mean actors and celebrities. Yeah,
enjoying this time at home.
Okay. And there was an article about Chris Hemsworth's bowling alley. Mm-hmm. He's got a bowling alley in his mega mansion. Now, if I said
of
to you,
of course he does.
If I said that to you, most days you'd be like,
"A Dairy Queen in there too, an Orange Julius." Man. Oh.
I wish. I wish. Anyway,
Auntie Annie's pretzels.
So if I told you that on any other day of the week, you'd be like, "Sure, celebrity." Mega mansion, bowling alley, no big deal. Mm-hmm. But then I learned that this bowling alley, it's a two-laner.
Cost that's what the rich people call them.
$110,000 for a private two-lane bowling alley in their, by the way, $30 million Byron Bay mega mansion.
Holy buckets.
So it's like, I need to understand what a $110,000 bowling alley costs. And then I realized, wow, bowling alleys must cost a lot because this just looks like a bowling alley. It doesn't look like, you know, it's not like Swarovski crystalled lanes or anything like that, or, you know, lanes carved from the wood of Viking ships.
Yeah, it's not super fancy.
No, it just looks like a very nice, I mean, trust me, anyone would be grateful to have this in their home, although it costs almost as much as many homes do,
right?
If not more,
depending on
the real estate market you live in.
Also, okay, here I come. Here comes practical lady who doesn't want to own a private island because too much work.
It's too much work.
Think about the maintenance to that sucker. You know, you'd have to wax that lane all the time. You know what it's like when you go bowling at a bowling alley and the mechanism gets all stuck and you have to hit the button and like wait for the person to come.
A guy who's able to install a $110,000 bowling alley, which by the way was, I believe, a birthday present or was it a Christmas present? It was some kind of gift. Anyway, Christmas gift. And I believe he probably has a gentleman who lives behind the pins, whose job it is to simply take care of his $110,000. I will say he's got a piece of probably priceless artwork on the wall, which was hand-painted by an indigenous artist that he is friendly with, which is a very nice looking piece of art. But this whole thing is just like ridiculous. And then it got me looking at the rest of his house. And you guys, seriously, I don't understand how this is humanly possible that a family, could live in this space. Also, it looks like somebody, like, imagine a really nice neighborhood in Minneapolis. Like, let's pick a nice neighborhood. Like
Linden Hills area. Sure.
Like Linden Hills. It looks like Linden Hills. It's like beautiful old home, beautiful big home, nice older home, mega mall.
So weird.
It looks like an alien mall ship landed in the neighborhood.
Just dropped down.
And then it also looks like a parking garage. Like, do you see? So in that second article I shared with you.
Yep.
If you scroll down, there's a like overhead view.
Yeah. Well, every mall has to have a parking garage.
Right.
True.
But I don't know that I would want my outdoor area to look like a parking garage. Right. They're very they really enjoy that like exposed concrete look, I think.
Yeah.
Which sure, I'm sure it's beautiful when you're actually down there, like at level, you know, like street level.
Right.
But then you see it in the context of the neighborhood and you're like, oh my God, can you just imagine the people who live next door to that thing?
No. They're like, who is building this eyesore?
Yeah. Like, thank you. And also, you just know they're not getting invited to parties.
No.
Because the first time it gets built, they're like, oh, we're going to totally be hanging out with Chris Hemsworth and Elsa Pataky.
He's going to invite us over to hang out at the fire pit.
Yeah.
No. Okay, can I just also say, that is one of the, you know, this article that you're sharing that, like, tells us all the things that this mansion boasts. And number 8 is a built-in fire pit. And I'm like, people have been going to Menards to make those things for a while now.
While Chris Hemsworth's house is purposefully flanked by all sorts of trees and landscaping, he also made room for a manicured lawn with a built-in fire pit. You know, like everyone else's backyard.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, but
there he is on his Instagram account. Doing a shirtless workout. I invite everyone to go to the Chris Hemsworth official Instagram page
to enjoy that.
It's juicy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with it. Like yesterday he was complaining about how he's misunderstood for just being Mr. Muscles and he won't get an Academy Award. If he was fat and ugly, he probably would have gotten an Academy Award by now.
Or if he would have lost weight for a role, then you get an Academy. It's like an automatic Academy Award.
Basically saying that...
Poor Chris.
That he's had a rough go.
Poor Chris.
Which I don't... I mean, muscles are good for home building, I guess. I mean, you can have your dream home. Also, can you please look at the home? I think it's the... Oh, it's one of the first few photos. There's like a building attached, and I'm not quite sure what that is. Is that like a theater?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wondered, frankly, if that was his in-home gym or something.
Maybe. Very well could be.
He does have one.
He does have a personal gym.
It could be the garage.
It could be the garage, actually,
That's
too.
That's true. There is a carport, sort of, or whatever you call that, over the walkway.
Yeah.
Well, because Australia gets very hot down there, so they have to be out of the sun. Anyway, I just thought you should know that while we've all been sort of sitting in our homes, staring at the walls, going, wow, this is fun, Chris Hemsworth and family have been bowling. Mm-hmm. In their $110,000 bowling
alley. And doing about 1,000 other things.
If you could have a completely ridiculous thing in your, you know, like, what's your bowling alley?
I mean, honestly, I'd have a bowling alley. I think that would be fun to have in your home. You know, that never gets old. Have friends over, go bowling? Sure. Inside? Okay, cool. In my house? Even better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that would probably be it. What about you?
I've always wanted to have, this is like bizarre, but I want an indoor pool, but I don't just want a pool. I want like an indoor, like, do you remember, you kind of have that experience here at the Minnesota Zoo where it's like an indoor jungle.
Yeah.
I want an indoor jungle.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's got like animals, but also like a pool so I could go swimming and then like there's animals and monkeys.
I want to do it, but without the animals.
Oh.
I would like that. I don't really want monkeys near my pool.
I do.
You never know what they're going to leave behind. Holly, what's your weird, frivolous thing you'd love to have in your home?
We got to go.
Okay, fine.
Well, we gotta go.
Saved by the Bell. Lucky. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to touch on Pierce Morgan today.
Ew.
What? We do. We have to talk about him.
Touch on him.
We're going to talk
Get
about
the
him.
Stick.
After this on My Talk 107.1. It's time to touch on Pierce Morgan, guys.
Ew,
on the
stop.
Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Gotta be careful. I mean, I don't. He might be listening, and I don't want him to take offense.
I'm fine if he does.
If he does take offense, he's gonna write a book about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's but only after you cancel him.
Mm-hmm. And he's still getting canceled, you guys. He's getting canceled on another interview tonight, or actually last night. He's been on this cancellation tour, which, can I just point out, that doesn't actually make sense. You can't.
If you're canceled,
talk about
you're canceled.
How you're canceled. Like. Never mind. When I was thinking about this story and how we were going to talk about it, I wrote Piers part two. Ew. Because I'm so done with Piers Morgan. And I know some of you are probably too, but like in the being like, ew, there's some value.
Oh.
In the ew. So go with me. So his second cancellation tour interview dropped last night. And in addition to quacking about all the same tired old mess that he was with his first interview he did with Tucker Carlson, where he talked about how he'd been canceled and Meghan Markle basically destroyed his career.
What? By the way, she hasn't said anything about him. She Thank never you. Did anything.
Well, she has magical powers. I think Piers Morgan would argue she's a witch who has magical powers or plowers and can fly over to the UK and drop a flaming bag of dog dew on his head.
Oh my gosh.
According to him. Anyway, so he did the first interview with Tucker Carlson. It was exactly what you'd expect from a blowhard, and he blew real hard. Now, second interview showed up, and I forgot where he actually showed up. It was, Billy Bush, which I think is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
For many reasons. But, that second interview dropped last night, and as I said, in addition to just, you know, doing the same old thing, he indulged in his second favorite pastime, which launched a bunch of headlines today. No, Colleen, not that pastime. That's his third favorite pastime.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. First, he does that to his ego, and then he does it to down there.
Okay.
No, he revealed, here's the name dropping, Piers Morgan reveals he's had messages from the royal family expressing gratitude for someone standing up for them in the aftermath of Harry and Meghan's bombshell. Bombshell interview.
That's just not true.
He's like, the royal family, they're totally happy that I'm doing this. People are talking to me about it.
No, it wasn't the actual royal family. It's like a 12th cousin.
Yeah.
No, he actually walked into the UK Burger King and found somebody with a crown on their head.
Yes, actually.
And like,
the actual Burger King.
The Duchess of Lies. The Earl of Duty.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so he wouldn't reveal, shocking, who those senior members of the royal family were who'd communicated the messages. He says, I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to tell you who it was. But gratitude that somebody was standing up for them, you know?
No.
Okay, Piers, look, I do know that you like to drop names, but usually it's in service of your own ego. So it should not surprise us that you would pretend. And see, here's the thing. I can say pretend because what is he going to do? Prove that he's not pretending? Mm-hmm. Because to prove that he's not pretending would mean he'd have to reveal the sources. So but that works for him, right? Because then he can always say like, wow, I can't reveal my sources. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's convenient. So sure, people are telling you, and even if they were, that sounds real petty. That the British royal family is going to call you up.
Yeah, they're like, please get Piers Morgan on the phone. I'd like to tell him thank you.
Oh, we've only been on the throne for 1,000 years, but by all means, let Piers Morgan know that he's helping single-handedly save the monarchy.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, that's the story today. It's much of the same old thing. I just took particular delight in the fact that he was dropping some names. I was like, of course he is. Because you'll remember, that's what got us into this mess in the first place. Why? Because it was his dropping of Meghan Markle's mm-hmm. name. Do you remember? And I forgive me for not having the complete annotated trajectory listed out for you. But there was a point at which he was like, oh, let me tell you a story about Meghan Markle. When Harry and Meghan first got together, yeah. right?
Yes. And that's when he told the story about how they'd gone out for coffee or something. And then she, like, ghosted him.
Yeah.
And he was all butthurt about it.
And it literally has not, his behavior has not changed.
Yeah. This is what that's all about, you guys.
Exactly.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, crazy, stupid, idiots, dumb people doing dumb things. We're going to tell you all about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things. Over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. And sometimes other places.
Like Florida.
Ooh, getting started off right in Florida.
I want to tell you about a lady, and she was busted recently for some bad things, which is appropriate. Otherwise, this would be the wrong place to do that. Hi, YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
YouTube!
Pew, pew, I just want to say hi. You can watch us
on
YouTube.
Oh, no, not that.
Smash that subscribe button
and like it.
Yeah, you're going to like this. 32-year-old Noelle Rascotti. Engaged in some behavior with a 26-year-old by the name of Tathan Fields recently that earned her crazy, stupid, idiot status. Idiot.
It's a silent T.
Idiot. It's
idiot.
So apparently, this lady, she was having a video call with her imprisoned boyfriend because, you know, everybody's on the Zoom call these days because they can't see each other in person. So she was
zooming with her man.
This story is just going to get so bad, and you guys, I'm really sorry. I'm just going to tell you the story.
Tell
do
us
not,
the story.
Do not hurt the messenger. Okay, so there was a video call, and things happened.
Oh, were they getting freaky?
Like these kinds of things?
Yes.
It like was a very little bow, chicken bow, bow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
According to an affidavit, Noelle engaged in a late March virtual visit with Tathan Fields, who's locked up at the Santa Rosa County Jail. The duo's video encounter allegedly became extremely sexual during a review of the jailhouse calls, because that's a thing. Like, is just like begs a question. Did you not see this coming? Anyway.
I mean,
bad choice of words.
Or was it the right choice?
Court filings aren't clear as to what prompted the review, but there was a review, and they looked at the virtual visit while...
I mean, that was a fun job for somebody.
Yeah,
no.
Not right. Apparently, it gets worse. So let me just back up, and I first want to tell you about the detective who solved this crime. I don't even know if I can say his name.
Oh, dear.
Earthman? Earthman?
Oh.
Like, you know, like
booty.
Somebody say, like
a booty.
Are you a...
like the episode of Seinfeld.
Is his first name Jack?
Yes, exactly. It should be. But actually, no. It's literally Assmann.
Mm, yeah, like Kramer in Seinfeld.
Was
yeah.
that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His proctologist was named.
Dr. Earthman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is proctologist.
Well, anyway, so as detailed
I mean,
by...
you have to be if that's your last name.
This is just so, like, hilarious to me that the detective who discovered this is Detective...
It's like like in The Giver, the book, in your predestined...
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. So apparently, Mr. Fields, the man in Tathan Fields, the guy that she got busy with on virtual, is serving a 15-year sentence for burglary and grand theft charges. But while being incarcerated, he has been charged additionally with, Holly, get your finger on it, during a prison class taught by a female instructor.
Oh.
Mailing a hoax weapon of mass destruction. And also just being all around bad dude. So apparently their virtual virtual visit.
Are you okay?
Virtual visit. I keep wanting to say virtual visit. Virtual visit. Came a day before the convict celebrated his 26th birthday. In the video, she's wearing an orange jumpsuit. Or he's wearing an orange jumpsuit. I'm sorry. That would be weird if she was.
I don't know what they get into.
And she's wearing a pink bathrobe, and she's on her bed. There's only one problem with this. So she was doing some things. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, her child was in the room.
No, not the children.
Not the children. So luckily for justice in the world, she's going to be facing some additional charges. And I will just tell you, she did some really inappropriate things that you shouldn't do on camera, much less with a child present.
That's nasty.
Detective could not be reached for comment.
He's reviewing the footage.
Sorry. Not incriminate Dr. Afro or Detective Afro.
I mean, you feel like you can say
really, the first part of it you were saying, and then you were obscuring the second part. And I feel like
is his first name Hugh?
Hugh. His middle initial is G.
I thought it was Jack.
Nobody finds this as amusing as we do right now, and I apologize. I am 12.
Let's go to North Carolina.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to meet 32-year-old Lacey Gentry. He was a worker at the Walmart in Concord, North Carolina.
Okay.
And he was let go. I do not have the reasons why he was fired. Let go from his job. Yep, he was fired from his Walmart job. And I don't know why, but I do know that he was not happy about it. And he had a unique way of showing his anger for the fact that he had lost his job. At 6 in the a.m. on Friday, he got behind the wheel of his 2015 Volkswagen Passat. And he drove through the doors of the Walmart.
What?
Drove his car through the front doors of the Walmart.
Whoa.
And then once he was inside, he did not stop his car. He continued to drive his car up and down the aisles.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm going to say something that's not popular.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
If nobody were there,
you want to do it.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? How fun would that be?
Up and down the aisles
of the Walmart.
Like grabbing cheese doodles.
Yes, please. Yes.
Can you fit a car down an aisle at Walmart?
Apparently you can.
I mean, Costco, I could see that for sure.
Also would be awesome. Am I right?
I think it's possible.
And then I would do some donuts in the produce. I mean, I'm just saying, I would get...
I don't think you'd be able to do donuts in the produce aisle. Yeah, but knocking stuff over.
That would be the fun part, as long as it was all completely okay with
everybody.
You just
want to do like a crash derby course?
Kind of, maybe that's what it is.
Okay, so now I'm getting a little concerned that you like want to terrorize the
You know
Publix.
How they have, we've talked about this, you know how they have that adult sandbox?
Yeah.
It's called Extreme Sandbox, where you
can... You get to bury yourself and make fake sand boobies?
No. Where... You can use like big machineries.
Oh yeah, so like construction equipment.
But I want to be able to live out some other fantasies. Specifically, I would love to trash a store with a car. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, sorry. Anyway,
never have I thought I would love to crack.
Well,
I just want to drive through the bakery.
Now, I'm just realizing things with a baseball bat. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just realizing that I have this desire right now. This isn't something I've held on to for a long time, but as we are talking about what Lacey Gentry did out of anger for the fact that he lost his job at the Walmart, I want to talk about.
I'm glad you're talking about it, because if you didn't, I would be more concerned.
If I kept it hidden, all the rest of my feelings.
I if I could have my way in a grocery store, it would literally be to just
supermarket melons.
Sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get those hams.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just, I want to go behind the counters. Mm. I want to go to the deli case. I want to go back to where they make the fried chicken at the Cub Foods.
You know what I want to do? I want to get one of them pastry bags in the bakery section.
Yes.
And just right in your mouth. That's not what Lacey Gentry was doing.
Back to the actual story.
He was just driving through the aisles of the store. Nobody got hurt, but the store was trashed. And when they caught up with him, they did arrest him.
What, did they catch up with him in the store?
Yeah, because he'd been driving the car up and down all the aisles. He couldn't get out.
I just didn't understand if he had, out and then, hightailed it out of there.
No, but I would like for you to check his, right underneath the story, I've placed his mugshot for your viewing pleasure, and just wanted to see if you could give us an audio representation.
He looks like he was in a hurry.
I mean, it was 6 a.m. It looks like he rolled out of bed and was like, I know what I'm going to do today.
I'm going to drive through a Walmart.
Thank you. Would you like to see the front of the Walmart?
Yes, actually.
Here. Okay, so I'm putting that in the next segment. This is what the front of the Walmart looks like as he drove in.
Oh, he did drive through that Walmart.
Yeah.
And I bet it does feel good.
I'd like for you to see one final picture. This is his car inside the store.
The only problem I have, and I want to indulge your fantasy, the only concern that I have is I would be afraid that the airbags would go off. I'm busting through, God, he is just up in that.
Yeah, he went right through the liquor display.
Prices aren't the only thing falling on this car.
Thank you.
Hey! God, he drove right into that liquor department.
I know.
Liquor and beauty, apparently.
I mean, the two go together, do they not?
Well, the more you drink, the less beauty you need.
Okay. How true that is. Do we have time for Bradley to share?
Fine. We'll come back to that tomorrow.
Fine. We'll do it tomorrow. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
What?
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.